A retired Catholic priest living in Sydney has faced court as part of attempts to extradite him to the UK, where he's accused of child abuse offences. It comes more than a year after the UK Crown Office announced plans to extradite Dennis Alexander, who worked at a school in Scotland in the 1970s. The 81-year-old Australian has always maintained his innocence and is due to appear in court again tomorrow when he can contest his extradition. But his court appearance is a major development in a long-running investigation examining child abuse at what was once one of Scotland's most prestigious schools. Mark Daly is the BBC Scotland Investigations correspondent who first identified Dennis Alexander in a documentary back in 2013. He spoke to me earlier today from Glasgow, and I began by asking him about the Fort Augustus Abbey School in the Scottish Highlands.
I began investigating the Fort Augustus Abbey maybe near the end of 2012. We became aware of a number of former pupils at this school who had started to talk about what they claimed had gone on there decades previously in internet forums, chat rooms. And basically what we did was a desperately old-fashioned journalistic investigation, and we simply started speaking to as many people as we possibly could who had gone to the school, and it started with those one or two people that we were able to identify from those internet forums. That led to the next person, led to the next person, and before long, what we had uncovered was 5 decades of allegations of child sexual and physical abuse, with the alleged victims running into the dozens. I personally spoke to, between myself and my main colleague, we spoke to at the time more than 50, and in the end up there were allegations against around a dozen monks for either physical or sexual abuse, or for allegedly covering up allegations of abuse.
Now, the Fort Augustus Abbey School is closed now, but was it a prestigious school at the time it was operating?
The Fort Augustus Abbey School, you need to understand, was maybe the most prestigious Catholic school in Scotland, certainly one of the most prestigious Catholic schools in Scotland. If you were a successful Glasgow or Edinburgh Catholic business person, that is the school you would want your child to go to. And throughout the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, it was exceptionally popular and expensive.
You mentioned that a number of alleged perpetrators have been identified over time. So this isn't just about the Dennis Alexander case. And is it fair to say that there's more of an Australian connection in this investigation as well?
That was one of the most interesting elements of this investigation for me. There was this trio of Australian monks who had begun their religious life and careers at the New Norcia Abbey in Western Australia, and they ended up at Fort Augustus. There was Father Dennis Alexander, and there were two brothers, Father Aidan Duggan and Father Fabian Duggan. All three would eventually return to their native Australia, and all three would become priests. Aidan Duggan would die before he was able to attempt to meet his alleged abuser in court. Fabian Duggan, he died in 2013, just a day after the BBC delivered allegations of sexual abuse to the nursing home that he was staying in.
We have a Royal Commission investigating child abuse in Australia. Does that have the attention of the media and indeed the authorities in the UK?
Unfortunately, I wouldn't say that it did, and I would say there really is a thing or two that the authorities in Scotland and in the UK could learn from the Australian Commission, because from an outsider's point of view, looking at it from here, it looks as if they are managing to quite expertly handle a sprawling investigation inquiry which has very many different strands and tentacles and is encompassing a huge amount of time, organisations. It's taken a huge amount of evidence, and it appears to be doing the job that a full public inquiry is meant to do. And it seems as if it will have some long-lasting repercussions. Now, here in the UK, there are two major inquiries ongoing into institutional abuse within organisations, religious organisations, are amongst them, one in Scotland, one in the rest of the UK. The UK inquiries into its fourth chairman, and the Scottish has already lost a couple of its senior people, including at least one of its chairmen. And there just seems to be a real issue with getting down to the job of conducting inquiries over here when it comes to institutional abuse within institutions like the Catholic Church. The survivors that I speak to say that they don't believe that their stories, that this inquiry is a genuine priority.
Now, there's nothing to suggest that Denis Alexander is guilty of any offences. He's maintained his innocence. He's still set to face another court hearing in Australia. But nevertheless, what's been the response about this latest development?
It's a striking development within this long-running Fort Augustus story. I had Father Denis Alexander's alleged victim on the phone this morning in tears, telling me that finally, it looks as if there's a chance that he might meet the man he says abused him in court. We are a very long way from that. There are very many legal hurdles still to overcome. Father Alexander is in custody at the moment, pending a further hearing at the local court in New South Wales, where he may choose to oppose the extradition process. He may also seek to apply for bail, which he's entitled to do. This extradition process still has perhaps a long way to run, and there is no guarantee that Father Denis Alexander will appear back in Scotland to face the charges that he's accused of. The survivor I spoke to today, Hugh Kennedy, the alleged survivor, he was very emotional, and for him it's been a very long and frustrating journey.
Mark Daly, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.
That's the BBC's Scotland Investigations correspondent, Mark Daly, speaking to me from Glasgow.